We're going to get to love them or list them because Eric's with a gal that, boy, this is tough. What do you do? How do you fight this? Well, we'll let him tell the story and then you guys give him some advice. Go ahead, Eric. What's up?
I know that every other guy thinks that their ex is Satan's mistress.
Every guy thinks their ex is Satan's mistress. Is that? Oh, Crisco, you're on that? Okay.
Yeah, 100% agree.
Okay.
I don't think Satan would even hang out with my ex. She is absolutely insane.
Oh, so even Satan himself is like, yeah, no, I'm not dealing with that.
Peace out.
She'd swipe left.
Why is that? Why is she so bad?
She's kind of using this pandemic coronavirus thing to her advantage.
How can she use this to her benefit?
So we share custody of a 9-year-old, our daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of using it to take advantage of like our custody situation with her. And I feel like she already has kind of like the upper hand because, you know, she's like her mom.
So she's not daddy's little girl.
Yeah, I mean, she's got the mother-daughter thing going on. And then on top of that, she's using this whole situation to her advantage because like I'm an essential like healthcare worker. And so I've had to actually ask my ex to take like a little bit more of like the childcare duties. And now she's kind of jumped to the chance to keep her daughter at home because she's actually just working from home.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I mean, pitch in, help out, do your part. I get it.
In like our mini chats that my ex has had with like our daughter about like, you know, this COVID-19 thing, she's convinced her that if any contact with me happens, that she's going to get incredibly sick.
She's telling your little daughter that?
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to be safe and we get that. And she's probably trying to tell her, hey, daddy's around this. So we got to make sure we're super safe and we're clean and we wash our hands, right?
But she's definitely taken it to this whole nother level. So it's got to the point in time where like my daughter doesn't want to spend like any time with me. Like she doesn't want to leave the house. She doesn't want to hug me. She won't go anywhere near me. My ex is making me feel like I'm some sort of like abuser. It sucks.
So you're not getting to spend any time with your daughter.
Yeah. She literally cries when like I have to pick her up. I'm sure my ex just loves seeing this and she just loves like how this is just working out in her favor. What am I supposed to do? I know my ex is like building like a case for like the judge if I do anything wrong and she's like recording all this on her phone.
Oh, recording your daughter crying when you come to pick her up, like see?
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be around him. He's a terrible guy.
Yeah. I'm not sure like what I'm supposed to do. I'm trying to convince my daughter that touching me and like hugging me is okay and that she's not going to get sick. And now she's informed me that she's just going to keep our daughter at her house until like all this blows over.
Oh, so like months from now. So you don't get to see your kid for months and months.
No, so now my only visitation is FaceTime.
Yeah, her mom has scared her.
Well, and then there's the whole, what if you did get her sick?
Yeah, I mean, sure. That seems unlikely, but yeah, I mean, that would be even worse if anything like that happened.
Not that unlikely. It could happen. It can happen to a lot of people. But the crazier thing is, how do you get your daughter over this? It's hard for an adult to comprehend this right now.
Yeah. So I don't know if I just let it blow over and just whatever's happening, I just let it go and then I figure this out after, but I miss her. That's not fair.
Oh, it's not fair. It's terrible. You're right. She is Satan's mistress. No, in fact, Satan wouldn't have her because she's too evil. That's terrible to do, to drive a wedge between a dad who's doing his best and his daughter. That's awful. But do you fight for this? I don't know. There are smarter people than me who are listening or, you know, in this world, and they can probably give you some great advice. Would you fight for your daughter? Or is the smart thing to just let this blow over and wait until things clear up? It's not as dangerous. Some people texting in to say, my son's baby mama is keeping their daughter away from all of us using the coronavirus as an excuse.
Oh.
My son is only allowed to drive over in his car and stay in the car to talk to her.
Oh.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Jeez. Somebody else says this is parental alienation and it's illegal. This guy needs a lawyer. You need to enforce your parenting time. It specifically says in the stay-at-home order that parenting time is still to be upheld. Document that she's denying your visitation. Oh, that's good to know.
That's really good to know. You have to have everything in your power to stop this.
Mm-hmm.
What sucks with him is that he asked her for a little help because he's putting himself out there, you know, and he's helping the community by what he does for work. And she just totally took advantage of that.
I know, right?
Oh.
I feel so bad for him. Fight for this. She is manipulating the situation. Track everything. All communication via text so you have it in writing.
All right.
Oh my gosh. If someone only wants to communicate via text with you, think about that. They want to document it.
I only like to text. I'm not documenting anything with you guys.
No, but I have everything you've said in text form.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody else said, let's hope there's a special place in hell for her. That's just wrong. Stay away if you don't want her sick. See, that's got to be the tough part as a parent going through something like this. You work in healthcare. You're exposed to this COVID-19 every day. Do you really want to come home and risk exposing your kid to it?
Well, and that's just it. I mean, it's as simple as like, oh, she's a B for doing this, and she's terrible, and she's... But what if?
What if?
I mean, that's the thing. It's not like he works at a deli or he works at a store. I mean, he is on the front line. So you kind of have to have the fear of what if.
But don't you want it to be your decision, like to do the right? I don't know. It's like she's just doing this in so the wrong way.
She is. And she's scaring their daughter, which is just the worst part of all.
She's too young.
Oh, you don't want to go near daddy. He'll get you sick. You see all these people dying on the news? That's what's going to happen if you hug daddy. I would stay away from him.
Oh, man, how could you do that? I get that you don't like that person anymore, but that's just taking it to a level that you can't come back from.
Let's see. We got a text from somebody saying, use technology, call and read stories at night, drive over and read through the glass. You can do this. If you love her, stay away and visit via Messenger. That's another idea. You know, here's my question. Are people waking up a little bit later? Because typically there's just a whole swarm of people who call us on Lumber Listem. And I feel bad because like Eric calls in, he's legitimately looking for advice and people are asleep because they're not up on the roads, you know, doing their regular thing. Maybe we need to like move Lumber Listem to later.
Maybe.
When more people are up.
It's weird. I mean, I get it. If you're working from home, you don't have that long commute.
Yeah.
So maybe it does change things. If you work at, you know, 8 or 9, maybe you're not getting up till a little later.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to just move this because I feel bad. You know, we get a few texts, but, you know. Oh, Jason, you're in Northfield. You're going through the same thing?
I'm going through the exact same thing. A little bit different circumstances, but, yeah. I'm not allowed to see my children because... my ex is lying to me. I just found this out. She's been lying to me. But she's been telling me that her parents will not let her and the children leave the house because of the quarantine.
Oh.
Now, my ex is in her late 40s, and my two children, I mean, they're under 10, both of them. But she keeps telling me that. She's like, they won't let us leave. If we leave, they're going to kick us out. And I tell her, no, they're not going to kick you out. If they, you know, they... if they loved you, they're not going to kick you out if you come over, bring the kids over for a couple of days or drop them off for a couple of days. And for the last, I haven't seen my children in almost 2 months.
Oh, my gosh,
now,
Jason.
No, I haven't made an extra step besides just trying to debate with her. Now, I'm nice to her. I'm nice to her, and I get a little heated with her once in a while. But, you know, but for the most part, I'm nice to her, and then I'll apologize for, you know, getting frustrated and telling me she understands. And this.
Well, but it sounds like you need to get a lawyer, my friend, and that's what we're hearing from a lot of people on text, that they can't do this. 2 months? That's not okay.
No.
That's not okay. No. I'm sorry. I appreciate you calling, Jason. Thank you. Somebody said, let's see here. I'm going to allow my ex extra time later once this is over to keep my daughter home and safe. They do FaceTime right now. So somebody else is actually doing this just like his ex is doing.
But it sounds like they're doing it with an agreement.
Yeah.
Like they have an understanding. Both of them are caring for the child. At the same time, she's not stopping the kid from seeing her dad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, you'll get extra time when this is all over. Nobody wants to get their kids sick in this situation.
Of course not.
Somebody said, what about how all summer long she gets weekends at dad's house? Maybe make a trade.
Like, yeah.
Right now, you don't get to see her, but all summer long, she'll be at your place. There's your trade.
And how fun would that be?
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. It's 7:33 at KS95. Someone said, don't move Love Mer Listem. Well, I don't know. What do you want us to do? These people call in because they're in dire straits. Literally, imagine how bad it has to be in your life. You've resorted to calling a radio station to ask for advice from complete strangers. This is bad.
And think about it for him now. He's like, seriously, guys, give me some help. Whatever you can do. We had a couple text messages for you, buddy.
Yeah.
No, hopefully it helps.
He put himself out there, and then he just really got advice from just the three knuckleheads here.
Hold on. Megan, you're in Princeton. Your husband had this happen with an ex?
Well, my husband had an ex who, you know, tried to do some of those things and drive wedges between him and the kids. And all I can say is just be the best dad that you can be and know that your kids are going to grow up and they're going to get older and they're going to start to see and realize things and make their own decisions and their own judgments at their own time.
Aww.
So it's always just best to just be the best parent that you can be. And, you know, unfortunately, if you have a parent who's not that great, the kids will realize it at some point.
Yes.
That's true.
And you know what? Hopefully his daughter will look back and go, I cannot believe my mom told me when I was a scared little girl that my daddy could get me sick.
Yes, right. You hope she stands up at that point.
You know, and she realizes what her mom did to her when she looks back and go, Dad, I'm so sorry that that is what happened. You know, I love you.
And to just realize that, you know, my dad didn't turn and try and be manipulative you know, he was just trying to be the best dad he could be.
Okay, this is temporary. You can get through this. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate that. I know he loved hearing from you. Brittany, you're in Blaine. Your bit of advice?
He should try wearing a mask and see if that works. So if he's actually wearing like his protective equipment and things like that, then there should be no reason why she shouldn't let him see him, because I work in the healthcare world too. But me and my kid's dad have split, but, you know, and he lives with other people now, and I still want to let him see his kids, but, you know, I don't know where they've been or what they've done, so he should try wearing a mask, and there should be no reason why she shouldn't let him see her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. All right, thank you. Somebody texted in to say, I would call in, but I actually believe this is the right thing because I think he could get her sick. Well, that's okay. You can call and tell us that.
Right. Yeah.
You know, if you're on his ex's side. Todd, you're in Zimmerman. You've got this going on too?
Yeah, I got the same thing going on. My wife works in healthcare. She's a nurse for a large firm in town. And my ex says, excuse me, that my 9-year-old son can't come to my house because my wife works in healthcare.
Okay.
She doesn't work on the front line. She doesn't work. She works in a small department, totally unrelated, helps cancer patients. And that's the position my ex is taking.
So what are you doing to fight this?
I've hired an attorney, like I said, from downtown, and yeah, I'm going after my right.
Oh, from downtown.
Woo!
Oh!
Really nice firm. I'd love to mention it.
One of them fancy lawyers.
Fancy downtown Minneapolis lawyers. Yep, those bloodsuckers, they're going to get her. Oh, Todd, well, best of luck, man. That sucks. Appreciate the call. Oh, gosh. So it's happening to a lot of people. Who would have thought? See, Eric comes on, and everyone's like, yeah, me too.
Yeah, seriously, they're like, oh, I can't call because I'm dating Satan too.
Man, it really takes you back to your ex, doesn't it, Crisco?
God, don't bring it up.